Hello, students. In this unit, we're going to learn about mountains. There are mountains on every continent of the world, including Antarctica. There are even mountains under the ocean. Does anyone know the name of the highest mountain on Earth?
I think it's Mount Everest.
That's correct, Pavel. Mount Everest is the highest mountain on Earth. Take a look at the map of the world on page 65 in your books. Can you find Mount Everest? How high is it?
I found it. It's in Asia. It's 8,850 meters high.
Good job, Gustavo. It is in Asia. Mount Everest is in the Himalayas, which are the tallest mountains on Earth. Look at the colors on the map and the map key. What do the colors represent?
The map key shows that colors represent elevation, and the numbers are in meters. But I don't really know what elevation means. Does elevation show how high the mountains are?
That's exactly right, Salima. Good guess. Elevation is how high the land is. The meters are measured from sea level, where the ocean meets the land. Mountains have higher elevations compared to other landforms. This style of map can be called a physical map because it shows the landforms. Because the colors represent the different elevation ranges, it can also be called an elevation map. The map also has some of the important mountain ranges and mountain peaks labeled on each continent. What symbol shows a mountain peak?
A small triangle.
Yes, Narang, that's right. The small triangle shows exactly where one mountain peak is located within the whole mountain range. A mountain range is a long line of mountain peaks, as well as smaller mountains called foothills. Although only the tallest peak is labeled, there are many peaks in each mountain range. Topographers just don't have room to list them all on the map.
Why do they call the smaller mountains foothills? Mountains don't have feet.
No, they don't have feet like we do. Our feet are at the bottom of our bodies, and foothills are at the bottom of a mountain. So the foothills are large hills near the bottom of a bigger mountain or group of mountains.
What about some of the mountains that are all by themselves? Why aren't they in a mountain range?
Most of those mountains are volcanoes. Find Mount Fuji. It's in Japan. Good. Now find Kilimanjaro. It's in East Africa. Both of these mountains are volcanoes. They became very large after lava from different eruptions cooled in many layers. We'll read more about how mountain ranges and volcanoes are formed as we study this lesson. So be thinking of some questions you'd like to find the answers to.